This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
The next Bachelor, Peter Weber, split his face open while filming an episode of the show. I guess he slipped while trying to get into a golf cart and cut his face on some cocktail glasses.
You're an idiot, then.
Oh, boo effing who?
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Are you kidding me?
It's awesome.
So I don't know if he's some sort of Frankenstein face beast. You know the producers are panicking, right? Because now we got like a... He had like several, like I think 22 stitches or something crazy. Oh. I'm sure they're like, okay, who can we replace him with?
Yeah. Bigger cut than you'd think.
It looks like Leatherface now or something.
Yeah.
But that's going to be the most shocking episode ever. Right? They'll just turn it into something incredibly dramatic.
I bet they won't be able to show it. 22 stitches.
Oh, they'll show it. They'll show blood. They'll show people screaming. They'll show.
They got them good.
Maybe you can have like that mask.
Like the Phantom.
I like even the creepy one.
I just like the idea now of like the Bachelor the masked Bachelor. Why didn't they do that already?
That sounded familiar.
Didn't that what that was a Fox show? It wasn't.
What was it called?
I forget. There was a Fox show where they couldn't see him until they got to know him.
Oh, maybe.
Recall that.
Yeah, there is something to that. I just like the idea of him having the Phantom mask on the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole time.
And then, but actually having him real effed up on the other side.
Mr. Personality. Monica Lewinsky hosted it.
God damn it.
All the men had to wear masks. They had to get to know them before they saw their looks.
TV is just... terrible.
That's it there.
Oh, that's it.
Oh.
That's exactly the idea.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was the same idea.
Those masks are creepy.
It's super creepy.
We could get butter masks.
You can tell. You know they're not hideous right?
Yeah. You can tell.
I bet there's a couple. It's almost like two chicks and five Destros.
It is. Yeah. It's exactly what it is.
Anyway, the guy's going to be fine, and they're not going to replace him. They say they're just going to finish filming the show.
That makes sense.
Maybe one of the guys could have, they have a messed up face. You don't know which one.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
One of these guys has a messed up face. You won't know which one until you fall in love with him. Tonight on Messed Up Face.
It can't be just one. No, it shouldn't be just one. It'd be like three of these ten men have acid burn faces.
Right.
Two were lit on fire.
I was in a meth explosion.
One blew himself up in a meth lab. Who will you love? On an all-new...
My lady,
messed
I think
up
it's
bachelor.
Time I finally show you my half of my face. See if you pick
a
handsome man.
Love you anyway, because you're so cool. You can't be the one that was burned.
A grossly disfigured man underneath this mask.
The big reveal when we come right back on the Masked Bachelor.
Burned. I don't like him.
I take your
He's
rose,
gross.
My lady.
Oh my God, you're gross.
She runs.
And then he's like, just right off the building. He just killed himself.
Yeah. You guys, this was a bad idea for
the
show.
I'm a monster.
You are a monster. Get out of here. Next guy.
And then he's like, yeah, it's normal face.
Oh.
She like doesn't like the normal face guy.
Right.
It would be. I think we need to revisit it. I think it was just before its time. It was 2003.
We want to really have
its time.
Our idea is different, though. Our idea is throwing disfigurement in there.
Yeah.
A little spice.
You know what? You couldn't do it now. People would get mad.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah,
people would get mad. It's a different time.
You're right.
Yeah.
Some sex and call it the botched bachelor.
That's a good name.
Have Seal host the show.
Then maybe you could get one of those doctors to come in and they fix it.
Oh.
I feel like they've done that too.
Maybe
though.
That would be on the show.
But she talks him out of it because she's really in love with his disfigured face.
Yeah.
But it's all fake.
But it's totally all made up. Right. We're telling them everything to say.
They break up immediately after the show.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Even the disfigurement's fake.
Even his disfigurement's not real.
Rip it off!
Wait a second, though.
It's Hollywood makeup.
He's beautiful under there.
Am I high right now, or was there a show where the people were a mess? They were ugly.
The Swan.
Was it The Swan?
God, we're just taking every show and combining it.
Well, that's what everyone else does.
Yeah, it's good. It was, they were ugly, and then they got beautified by plastic surgery, and then they had to take off all their bandages.
Mm-hmm.
And then, do they love each other or something?
Take off all their bandages.
There was something.
Well, the swan was women who were judged to be ugly were given extreme makeovers that included several forms of plastic surgery.
Yeah.
So I don't know if, was that a dating show? I don't know if it was.
I don't think it was a dating show. It was like, someone, this person is so ugly.
They call it the most offensive reality TV show of all time.
This person was the ugliest person we could ever find.
Yeah.
Here she is.
But we're going to make her beautiful.
That's it.
We're going to slice her up so good.
And I can't remember if there were people involved when she was all bandaged up.
I can't remember.
They were trying to fall for her. I can't remember, but that's how you do it.
I didn't see any of that.
That's how you do it.
I remember us talking about it, but I don't remember actually watching it.
No. All good ideas.
What's under his mask? Boils! He's covered in boils!
That's tough. That's a tough one.
Boil face!
I can't do it. You're too gross.
No! You're the love of my life.
Jump off that cliff.
You got it.
There he goes.
It's... I don't know. I like it.
Watch seven men plummet to their death tonight. The Botched Bachelor.
The Botched Bachelor.
He's ugly.
It's got hit written all over. Is he ugly?
Yeah.
Or is he not?
Well, does he have a cheek ear?
Chances are.
A cheek ear?
He's ugly. He's like, nah! Oh!
It's like, moves.
He's got to put his head
Do we let the audience see behind the mask during the show?
No.
Like,
no, they're on it. We got to keep them in suspense.
They're in suspense, too. So I mean, they never know that you've got the cheek ear.
Right. What I wouldn't mind doing every once in a while is a real quick just pass by of the cheek ear.
Yeah.
Where they're like, someone has a cheek ear. We don't know which one it is.
That's good. Which one of these men has a cheek ear?
We saw a cheek ear. They you know, we saw boils.
Mm-hmm. We saw Mr. Boyle face.
You know, but you don't know who it is. You can't tell. Mm-hmm. You just know that it's like, oh, it's bad. I think I saw a ear on someone's cheek.
The recaps would be hilarious. It'd be like, horribly burned man, of course, left week one. And then Boyle face came in, and then, oh boy.
Yeah.
Did she not react well? Told him to kill himself.
And he did.
And he did, right on TV.
Let's watch that death over again.
And then cheer Eek, man.
Frankendate is another suggestion for the show.
Frankendate. Frankendate tonight.
Oh, I don't know. Kind of like it. Someone said we should get Mark L. Wahlberg to host it.
Yes. Mark L. Wahlberg is the host. And then it's just people.
I got real dark, but
yeah.
Facial transplant.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm on board. I'm on board 100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Facial transplant.
Be good.
Look for the Botched Bachelor coming soon.
It's called the new
to the
face.
Dave and Chuck Network.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Lisa, a warning for you. Lisa, if you don't know, has a dog named Molly.
A very beautiful, sweet golden retriever.
Who's got thoughts of evil, turns out.
No.
Beautiful, sweet, until she shoots your ass.
Yeah.
Molly's got a heart of gold.
A woman was taken to the hospital after apparently being shot by her dog named Molly.
Molly, put it down! Sorry, Molly. Molly!
I didn't know you didn't like those hair bows.
I know you want to go outside. It's dangerous out there.
This happened while they were waiting for a train. They think the train spooked Molly, and Molly returned fire.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like trains.
Here's the story of how this all played out from KFOR-TV in Enid, Oklahoma. Take a listen.
There's the killer dog. The dog that phone us and it went off.
The dog shot her?
Yeah.
It's a 911 call so bizarre, even the Enid dispatcher had trouble believing it.
She's bleeding pretty bad.
I don't feel good.
That's Lisa in the background. I don't feel good.
Don't feel good.
Lay down. 44-year-old Tina Springer in the passenger seat with a gunshot wound through her leg, screaming for help. 79-year-old Brent Parks behind the wheel on the phone with police.
What happened?
Well, a gun went off.
She shot herself?
No, she didn't do it herself.
Who shot her?
Well, it just went off. We had a dog in here and he stepped on the gun.
Turns out Molly's paw pulled the trigger.
Molly, settle down.
Molly's a seven-month-old Labrador Retriever.
7 months
Police
old.
Say the dog was spooked and jumped from the back seat onto the center console while they were waiting for a train to pass. Under that console, a loaded .22 caliber pistol. The force setting off the gun and Springer taking a bullet to her left thigh.
Come off of it. You're tougher than that, I know.
I love that he's like giving her hell. Come on now, you're tougher than that.
Who is that to him?
22.
I think that's her dad.
That's her daughter.
Oh. Okay.
But it doesn't say that. It just said it's 44-year-old Tina Springer and driver 79-year-old Brent Parks. Maybe they're not.
That's weird.
Related.
She's just friends with a carbon copy, Sam Elliott's man.
And he sounds like Sam Elliott. He's got that deep.
Maybe she's attracted to him.
Maybe they have some sort of crazy relationship.
Molly done got her paw on the gun and shot her rod in her legs.
Come on, you're tougher than that.
He's real calm.
He is.
Hi.
Come off of it.
Come off of it.
What seemed like an eternity, the two wait for an ambulance. The pain so terrible, the dispatcher then walks Parks through making a makeshift tourniquet.
Well, yeah.
A piece of clothing right off of his body.
I'm trying to find something to wrap around her leg.
Take your shirt off.
Clean, dry cloth.
I can take my belt off maybe and wrap around the head of it.
Okay, do that.
Finally, paramedics arrived. Springer rushed to St. Mary's Hospital in Enid. Doctors say she will be there through the weekend. As for Molly, she's back at home, and the family vows to steer clear of trains in the future.
How about guns?
Police say they found 3 shell casings inside the truck, but it's not confirmed how many shots were fired. They do say, however, that the serial number on the gun had been scratched off. It's something we will keep you posted on.
Ooh, a little bit of a little shady time there.
Well, I don't think Molly had anything to do with this.
No.
What?
I don't think Molly did anything. I don't think Molly had anything to do with this.
You think that Sam Elliott's
man wanted to... Sam Elliott was probably cleaning a gun and it went off. And then he forgot there was a bullet in it.
And he's cleaning a gun while at a red light?
You don't know.
It's Oklahoma, so yeah.
Who knows?
Well, it could have been just a
22, like a cheap...
Yeah.
Just a cheap gun. It could have just went off.
He's always he was worried about Molly calming down.
Well, 7-month-old Lab is a nut.
He said, "Calm down, Molly. God damn it, calm down."
It took like two and a half years before my Lab just wanted to sleep all day.
She's his caretaker. 79-year-old Brent Parks was stopped for a train. His caretaker, Tina Springer, 44, was in the passenger seat.
You're tougher than that. Don't be such a big old bitch now.
Come on now. Wonder where it hit her.
In the thigh, they said, right?
On the thigh.
It's a lot of important arteries.
And that's his dog?
His dog.
Just trying to think.
He needs a caretaker, but yet he's got a dog.
And he's doing the driving.
They said the gun was on the floor, right?
Under the center console. So when the dog jumped on the center console, that's what set the gun off, they said.
Okay.
Who knows? But yeah, Sam Elliott and his caretaker got into some sort of accident.
Yeah.
With their new dog, Molly.
Yeah.
They don't make them like Brent Parks anymore.
No.
They don't.
Maybe there, they do, you know.
I don't think so.
Not even in Oklahoma?
I don't think so.
Don't travel to Oklahoma.
Like, I feel like every guy in Oklahoma now is just like this.
Yeah, he's more of a...
Yeah, like, I'm one of the last.
Sometimes people get shot by the dogs. Sometimes you got to deal with it.
He's one of the last.
Sometimes you have beef for dinner.
Come off it now.
You always have beef for dinner.
Come off it now. You're better than that.
Hello.
He's saying hello before they even pick up.
911.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
It's 80.
Are you on?
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
I'm passing out, but.
This way.
It says graphic language warning.
Oh.
So you know right there.
Well, I think
I know
what they said. It wasn't that bad.
Oh.
I just bleeped out one little part of it.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's it was a very confusing beginning there. Sam Elliott didn't know what was happening.
And he talks as slow as Sam Elliott's and he's trying to convey an emergency.
Yeah.
That lady's lucky to be alive.
Yep.
Right. He doesn't seem all with it.
Well, no. The phone was clearly ringing, and he's like, hello, is that a person?
That's a 79-year-old on a phone.
Is that a person making a ringing noise?
How is it recording you before anyone's even picked it up?
Yeah, that's right. That's weird.
Just 911.
That should be alarming
technology.
To everyone.
Technology.
Should be alarming.
Is there a person on this line making a ringing noise right now? Oh, wait. Am I? What happened was... She was and the dog.
And,
is this a person? Hello?
Yes, 911, what's your emergency?
Mm. Hi.
Hello?
Is there a lady here?
Yep.
Is it 911?
It is 911.
I heard a ringing noise.
Yes, that was the phone.
I have an emergency.
Yes, that's 911. That's what we're here for.
Big old emergency right now.
Yes.
Lady here. She's been shot in the leg.
Ooh. Dark. And who did that, sir?
It wasn't anybody that did it, you see. It was
Molly.
Comedy of errors. The dog was involved and stepped on it. Huh?
Sir, is she hurt? Do we need to send someone?
Is this 911?
It's still 911.
There's a lady shot here and a dog.
Yes, we got that covered. Do we need to send someone to the scene?
Yeah, I believe so. She's bleeding out right here. Don't be such a being a wuss.
Oh,
now.
Come on. Seriously, I blew my leg off.
Yeah, that thing's plumb off him. Should I take my belt, my incredible belt, and wrap it around her leg?
Sir, yes. If you think that would help you, go ahead.
Tons of blood. I gotta lay down.
She's gonna die if y'all don't get out here.
I gotta lay down. It's shot.
Molly, lay down now. This is a bad dog.
Molly.
Molly's going nuts.
Molly, put the gun down, Molly. Jesus. Molly, you're gonna want to send SWAT. We got a dog armed and dangerous.
Yeah, speed it up if you could, sir.
Hey,
Sam Elliott.
Well, when you look at the calls, there's like four different calls, and each one is 6 minutes long.
Yeah,
he had to.
I feel like it took them like half an hour to get there.
Yeah. Well, if you're in Oklahoma and you get shot in the leg, like you're probably not going to make it. She's lucky it was a very small caliber round.
Mm-hmm.
You know, .22, that's...
Yeah, there is a lot of vast open space in Oklahoma.
Like a varmint rifle.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Sir, news from the underground.
I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. A driver involved in a crash in Palm Bay, Florida, is accused of offering the victim free food from Chili's if he did not call police to the scene.
Wait a minute, free Chili's?
That's tempting.
Baby back ribs, or are you going to give me like a chicken platter? Because
I'm going all baby back. Well, you keep this quiet. You want some mashed potatoes?
So Johnny Law will not be called.
Oh, no. Not today.
No boys in blue. Settle this like a couple of men eating ribs at a Chili's.
That's
together.
Right.
It's like we're on a date. Weird date.
Come on a date with me.
You got it, fella. As long as you don't call the police. Even though I flipped your car.
Who cares about that?
We'll flip it back over.
Yeah.
We'll so, Palm Bay police say officers were dispatched to a report of a hit and run. The driver of a silver Nissan Altima told officers he was hit by a silver convertible. The victim told police the driver of the convertible said, listen, I'll hook you up with free Chili's if you don't call the cops.
I'm talking Chili's, dude.
Yeah, you can get Chili's?
You can get an appetizer if you want.
When the guy said...
How much?
Potato skins, whatever you want. Anything. Chicken wings. You can get the one with all of them. Yeah. Okay.
When the guy in the Nissan said no, that's when the guy in the convertible said, well, I'll beat your ass then.
Well, how about I just beat you to death?
Huh. I think I'll go back with the Chili's.
Be with that Chili's now, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Too bad. You can't have it.
Cars driving by saw one guy try to strike the other guy. That's when the two men ran back to the convertible and left the scene. The victim was able to catch the plate number, provided it to the officers. The tag came back to a 62-year-old guy, Charles Bell from Palm Bay. Officers met with a 42-year-old man at the house. Investigators say Reed told police he wasn't involved. That's when they found the old guy in the living room watching TV. He matched the description that the victim gave police, so he was detained and escorted to the cop car.
So this was a 60-year-old guy who smoked this car, flipped it over, and then offered him Chili's?
Didn't flip it over.
Yeah, no, I just added that for spice.
Yeah, no flipping over, just an accident.
Oh.
a little spice. You a little spice to that story.
It'd be a funny thing to say, I thought.
It was.
The old guy said he was drinking at a bar while watching football and didn't mean for the accident to happen. He admitted he did offer free Chili's.
Only a 62-year-old man would think Chili's is a decent offer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
That's right in their wheelhouse.
Yeah. I offered him the best of the best. I'm talking Chili's.
He didn't take it?
He didn't take it, no.
What a nut!
Called the cops right on me.
For a fender bender?
The fender bender. They were, I was watching.
Oh, damn.
Watching my TV, and they kicked the door in on me.
Oh, my God. Don't they have better things to do?
I was going
to
buy him an appetizer, dinner, and dessert.
Would what?
You believe it? Would you believe it? Key lime pie.
What?
It's key lime pie time at Chili's. God.
What the old guy charged with leaving the scene of a crash.
Yeah.
Chili's didn't get him out of it this time.
No. How many freak crashes? Out, fella. I'll take you to Chili's.
Hey, what do I got? Hold on. What do I got in my pocket right
what
now?
Is it?
It's a little black, red, and green card of some kind.
Is that a Chili's gift card?
That's what that is.
Oh, my goodness.
You never believe how much is on that thing.
Well, mum's the word, even though you've destroyed my niece.
Have a nice day, fella.
Bye.
A guy in Michigan was watching his security camera and saw his girlfriend bring another guy home to get it on. So he ran home and temporarily held them both hostage at gunpoint. You can't do that.
You're not allowed to
do
that.
So yes, you can.
He's been arrested.
Saw it on the ring.
Police say this Michigan man from Grand Traverse County held his girlfriend and another man at gunpoint after he caught them engaged in intimate relations on an in-home security camera. So he didn't just see them walk in the house. He saw them banging. There's his mugshot there. He's 24-year-old Kevin Renhack of Interlaken.
Was it her house and he just had access to the camera, or was it his house?
I think.
Said watching his security camera.
Because,
What? She just wasn't aware that there was a security camera.
I know, but I mean, I guess
so
like if I...
Or something, that she didn't think about it.
Yeah.
So he was notified.
I guess
probably
it all depends what happened on the inside of the house. But I'm pretty sure I could rush home if I saw, like, so I had someone is there with, you know, a girl that's belongs to me. And then I'm like, what is going on? I could rush in, but then obviously they were doing stuff.
Yeah, but you can't hold them hostage.
Hostage is the
that's the problem here.
Right.
It's unlawful imprisonment is what he's been charged with.
Should have just walked in.
Okay, my God, what's wrong? You want him to kill them?
Temporary insanity, right? You get off pretty scot-free.
He's super young, too. That's like when you're at your craziest.
You're just nuts.
Troopers say they responded to a home only to find a guy and a girl standing outside the residence. He responded to his home. The male, identified by authorities, had been away from the house when he viewed his girlfriend and another male on his in-home security camera, prompting him to return home to confront them. When he got there, he grabbed his rifle, ran to the bedroom where they were engaged in intimate relations with each other, pointed the rifle at the guy and the woman, demanding the guy's name and ordering them not to move. They were held hostage for a while until he finally allowed them to leave. Unlawful imprisonment is a felony punishable by up to 15 years in prison. Felonious assault is punishable by up to 4 years in prison. And felony firearms punishable by 2 years in prison. He was arraigned. He's being held on a $10,000 cash bond.
If you knew you were going to go away to jail for that long, wouldn't you just
do it?
Why are you encouraging people to kill people? What is the matter with you?
I'm just saying, it seems like an awful long time.
Sex. It was just sex.
In his place. In his
bed. It could be their place.
I think Chuck's been influenced by the Joker movie.
Obviously, possible. He's gotten super dark.
Yeah, he's murdering and killing everybody.
Yeah, relax. Keep it down.
I mean, make the crime worth the time.
Mm. My God, Chuck.
Mm. No, but I'm pretty sure, right? Isn't it weird? Isn't it a weird thing when it's like a...
There's like crimes of passion and stuff. And they get like a temporary... They can get a reduced sentence sometimes.
Yeah.
Because they caught somebody in the act and blew them away or whatever.
Yeah. The guy's really lucky that this testosterone-fueled dude didn't just blow him away.
Well, and for all, you know, that poor guy, I always sympathize with the dude being held
up. Because he's like, the chick didn't say anything about
him. She probably just said it was her house and came on over and didn't say a single thing about the guy. And then... Mm-hmm. That just causes a whole heap of problems.
And then there he is with a gun.
You're held hostage.
Now you're hostage.
And you'd assume, I think you'd assume you're going to die that day.
You would, yeah. Don't hate the player, hate the game!
Yeah.
Don't hate the player, hate the game!
Oh! Yep.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That's gonna that one got me in my chest.
Yeah. Well, here's the number one.
That's all. That's all. Just because of that one slot.
I like how Andy has thought this through. He's already got it. Don't hit the player, hit the game.
Yeah.
Don't hit the player, hit the game. The slot was lying to his mouth.
The slot was lying
to his
mouth.
Don't call my woman a slut.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, watch it. Watch what you say.
Yeah, too bad. But luckily, no one was hurt, even though Chuck wanted them to be. Mm. And this guy, though, could be facing, I don't know, Chuck, if it's still applied. If you see them on camera and then drive home, like, it's kind of premeditated.
You can't sit and think about it. That would be his downfall.
Mm.
You just got to, like, kick the door in, see a naked man on top of your woman, and shoot, because you're like, well, this was my house. I assume this person was helping her, and now he's raping her. So I was just protecting my woman. I didn't realize they were in full coitus.
Mm.
Consensual coitus.
Consensual coitus.
Or just tell the whore you're done.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
We could do that. We could do that.
It's again a high road situation.
Yep, high road.
There's always a high road.
But
there's also another way.
There's a very low road. That goes very
well, sure. That goes very dark, apparently. And ends in death. Don't go that way.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.